my name is Kristen, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, 2020. Let's begin by opening our hearts in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, you are good, and you don't expect us to have all the answers or to know which way to go on our own. You do not expect us to figure out faith all by ourselves. Lord, you lead us and you guide us and you take us by the hand. Give us the grace now to feel you leading us and guiding us through these scriptures so that we can grow closer to you and draw more deeply into your perfect plan for our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So there's this famous actor. His name is Jim Carrey. Maybe you've heard of him. I'm sure the parents have heard of him. He was in a ton of mostly comedy, but some serious movies too, back in like the 1990s and even up through, I think 2016 was probably his last movie. He was in over 50 movies total and a few TV shows and stuff like that. Basically, he was super duper famous all over the world. And this one time he was giving an interview for a magazine or a TV show or something, and he said something that was really surprising. He said this: "I wish everyone could experience being rich and famous and having everything they've ever dreamed of so they'd see that it wasn't the answer." I'm going to say that again. I wish everyone could experience being rich and famous and having everything they've ever dreamed of so they'd see that it wasn't the answer. Now, Jim Carrey, like I said, was and is very rich and famous, and I'm guessing he had or has just about everything he ever could have wanted. He's got a huge house. In fact, he's got several houses, super fancy cars, multiple. He could travel anywhere he wanted, anytime he wanted. He could have any shoes or clothes or gadgets or video games. He had millions and millions of fans and followers all over the world. And yet he tells us from his own experience that none of this is the answer. The answer to what? What is he talking about, the answer? Well, I think he's talking about the answer to what makes life good, to what makes life full and wonderful. So think about that for a second. What makes life good? See, I think Jim Carrey fell into the trap that so many of us fall into, and I'm certainly guilty of it. And it really is a trap. It'll make you feel stuck and restless. And this trap is thinking that either being happy all the time or being safe, being comfortable, being popular, being rich, having an easy life full of all kinds of fun and exciting things, that all of that will be what makes life worth living. All of that, having everything you thought you ever wanted, would be the thing that makes life good. But Jim Carrey shares with us that he had and has all of that stuff, and still something is missing. All of that good stuff wasn't good enough to make life truly good. All of that money and fame and fun and even happiness wasn't enough to be the answer. It wasn't enough to make life good. And Jim Carrey is sharing that with the rest of us who probably aren't as rich and famous as Jim Carrey is. And we probably don't have everything we've ever wanted. He's sharing this with us, I think, to help us avoid the trap. See, the way that we think guides the way we live. And if we think that to live the best life possible means having all the stuff and all the opportunities and all the friends and all the followers or staying safe and being comfortable and avoiding pain and struggle and suffering, if we think that that leads to the best life, we're going to be really disappointed, like Jim Carrey. But you know what? The Lord offers us the solution in this Sunday's readings. The Lord tells us what we need and how to think in order to live the best life. Because remember, the way we think leads to the way we live. So thinking isn't the whole part of it, but it's definitely a big part of it. Jesus gives us the answer. In the gospel for Sunday, Jesus starts telling his disciples about what's going to happen. He tells him that he's going to suffer and die and then rise again. And Peter, poor Peter, we've been following him along all these weeks. He has ups and downs. He's doing great. He's doing not so great, but he keeps moving forward. Peter says, "No, Lord, this can't happen." And Jesus rebukes Peter. He kind of scolds him and he says, "You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." There's that word thinking. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. And that's a problem. Now, Peter was telling Jesus, "Hey, I love you. I don't want you to suffer and die. I don't want you to go through something really awful." And that makes sense, right? Nobody likes suffering and dying. But what Peter didn't realize was that if we avoid the hard stuff of life, and even more importantly, if we avoid God's plan for us, even when parts of the plan are hard, we will never truly live a life that is satisfying. We will never truly live the life that we are meant to live, and we'll never fully live out the purpose for which we were created, because each of us was created on purpose with a purpose. So Jesus is telling Peter, and he's telling all of us, that we have to stop thinking just in a human way. We have to stop thinking, kind of like Jim Carrey said, that being comfortable or safe or popular or rich is going to be the answer, because it's not. This is how humans think, and it's how they've thought for thousands of years. People have thought that if they could just have this one thing or this one job or this experience or this opportunity or relationship, then they'd finally be living the good life. Then they'd finally be happy. And maybe they would be happy for a little bit. But happiness isn't actually the meaning of life. There's something even better than happiness. And Jesus has the answer. In fact, Jesus is the answer. But first, he tells us we have to stop thinking like humans and start thinking like God. And Paul, in his letter to the Romans, which is our second reading for Sunday, he says this: "Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect." Jesus yells at Peter for thinking like a human and not like God. Paul encourages the Romans to stop thinking like the people of their age, the people of their time, and instead to unite themselves to God's will, to God's plan. And that is what will lead to what is good and pleasing and perfect. Jesus has the answer to the life that will be truly satisfying. Jesus is the answer. And even though our world and our own human brains often think that it's money or fame or power or success or even happiness that is the thing that will make our lives most good, Jesus tells us that this isn't true. And Jim Carrey, who had all of those things, confirms that Jesus is right. Jesus tells us, and St. Paul reminds us, that to live a full and good life, one that is pleasing and perfect, we have to seek and do what God plans. We have to stop thinking just in earthly ways and start thinking like God does. Now, you and I, we are not God. We can't just suddenly start thinking like God. So how do we do it? How do we know the answer and get there? How do we know how to really live? Well, Jesus tells us that too. He says, "Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Let go of the ways that you used to think. Let go of the things that you think life is about. Pick up your cross," which means don't be afraid to struggle and suffer and work hard, "and follow me." Now, Jesus doesn't say follow these simple steps or follow these rules or follow these teachings. Of course, he gives us rules and he gives us teachings, but those only really make sense, and they only lead to a life that is truly good and full and wonderful when those rules and teachings are part of actually following Jesus. Following is a relationship. We have to be willing to walk away from where we are in order to move when and where Jesus moves. That's what it means to follow someone, right? You have to kind of move away from where you are and go where he goes and do what he tells you to do. And he's asking us not to physically move, right? Not to like get up out of your chair and walk to the door or something. Sometimes he asks us to do that. But he's asking us to move in our mind, as St. Paul says, be transformed, change the way we think, leave the way that we think now, and follow Jesus to a new way of thinking and a new way of living and a new way of being. This is what life is about. This is the answer. Following Jesus allows us to know how God thinks. It allows us to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. It allows us to experience life to the full, which often doesn't look like what our human brains think life to the full should be. Jesus has the answer, and Jesus is the answer. And he calls us to follow him. And he will lead us to a life that is good and pleasing and perfect. It won't be happy all the time. It won't be easy. It will involve some hardship and some struggle and some suffering, but it will be so, so good. And like the answer that Jim Carrey was searching for, but couldn't find in fame or power or money or all the stuff he ever wanted, Jesus offers all of that. And he says, come and follow me. So let's pray for that right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you that just like you were so patient with Peter, who got it right sometimes, but got it wrong a lot. Lord, you never gave up on him and you never told him that you were tired of giving him second chances. Lord, you give us more chances. You give us lots and lots of chances, and you keep inviting us every moment, every day to come and follow you. Lord, you know, because you're so much smarter than us, you know that following you is what is going to lead to life that is full and good and perfect and wonderful. Give us the courage, Lord. Give us the courage to leave behind the way we've been thinking, to stop thinking like humans do, like you said to Peter. Give us the courage to stop thinking that way and to take a chance and follow you and see how you think and allow our hearts to be lit on fire with your love as they encounter you more deeply. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One last thing before you go. We know that God made each of us on purpose with a purpose, and that he leads us to life to the full. And we want to help you to follow Jesus and have that full life. We want you to live the purpose for which God made you. And we actually have a new series to help you and your family do just that. It's called the Adventure Series, and it's available now on our website, www.ablazefamily.org. Check it out.